Hi, and welcome to Eco Talks.
We're going to start this episode by going through some of the environmental headlines from this week. So, Lucy?
So, Rishi Sunak, in the budget last Wednesday, announced the Green Saving Bonds introduction. So, investors have the opportunity to buy projects dedicated to accelerating the UK's push to becoming a net zero economy.
Also this week, MPs have published two reports claiming that the government has no plans for climate change.
And the Bank of England has said it will explicitly consider climate goals when buying corporate bonds.
According to the UN, 900 million tonnes of food is wasted each year. Also, millions of people in Texas have been left without power due to extreme winter weather, which Lucy is going to talk about now.
So, starting from the 12th of February, on the Monday, loads of people were demanding a lot of energy in Texas. The power grid couldn't cope because there was so much demand and Texas isn't used to needing that much energy because they have such great fluctuations in weather in the summer. It's really hot and they use so much air conditioning, and they actually use more energy in summer than in winter. But because of climate change, we've had drastic changes in that, and this was the, I think it was the coldest temperature in 30 years in Texas recorded.
Wow.
So it was at lows of minus 18 degrees Celsius.
Jeez.
And so Republicans blamed it on renewable energy because they said, well, wind turbines froze. That's what happened. That's the reason why there was power outages, blackouts, and people couldn't warm up their homes. People couldn't cook their food, and there were even like frozen pipes, so they couldn't get water. And it wasn't wind turbines that caused it. Yes, some wind turbines did freeze up, but it wasn't just down to that. I think it was 46% of the energy is from natural gases and 23% is from wind turbines. So obviously the supply isn't only from wind turbines, so it can't just be because they froze up. So the actual problem was because Texas is individually powered, they're self-sufficient from the power that they have, because in I'm not sure when, but Roosevelt signed the Federal Power Act, and so that they could avoid federal regulations, Texas became self-reliant on power, and they were able to do this because they have enough resources of coal and natural gas and wind, because they're a very windy state. So because of that, they can't demand energy from other states. Most states in America can, if they have got too much to demand for their supply, they can take energy from other states. But in Texas, they can't. So that's the main issue. And with the issue with wind turbines, they can cope with cold conditions. It's just that they need to be winterized. But this costs a lot. This is $150,000 per turbine. They do this in Sweden and Minnesota, I know. But that's because they're used to the cold temperatures in winter. But Texas, because of the changes in weather, they'd constantly have to be changing and paying a lot for this. So they didn't pay for the winterizing, and that's why some of the wind turbines froze up.
So basically, we need to, as a society, just adapt to the changes that the climate crisis is already causing.
Yeah,
that's actually so mad, because we always see it as like this like issue that's gonna like affect us in so like years away, like not in our generation. Yeah. But it's like It's already happening.
Yeah. It is quite bad that we're already seeing so many people dying and being affected by natural disasters. Like, there's floods, there's fires, there's power outages. It's awful. With the Texas winter outages, 40 people, I think over 40 people died.
Wow.
And that's because we couldn't supply energy for people. And, like, we're so reliant on energy, understandably, because it helps us function. Our economies are based off of energy now. But people died from that. Wow. And the reason for that was, like, burst pipes, couldn't get water, or they had to stay in their cars for heating. And there was carbon monoxide poisoning because people were using unreliable sources of energy. And it's just sad that...
So sad.
Like, households can't provide for themselves.
Yeah.
Because the supply just...
Yeah, it's so important that we do everything we can to make sure things like this don't continue to happen, like the wildfires in California and Australia that have been happening. Like, those are people are really, like, suffering, and we all have a role to play.
Yeah. As long as we all come together, and politicians put in regulations and subsidize things, and that's what we need.
Yeah, so I wanted to talk about the current status of global warming. So where we're at the moment is that we've reached a change in temperature of 1.2 degrees Celsius, which when I first read that, I was thinking 1 degree, like, that's not that much. But, like, according to the Paris Agreement, majority of nations that agreed that 1.5 degrees Celsius is crucial for people and ecosystems to be able to have a sustainable and equitable society. And to manage that goal of keeping it under 1.5, emissions need to be cut by at least 58% by 2030. So it just kind of highlights this idea that we need to put pressure on the government, on local councils and people who are in charge to put in policies that are in line with that goal. There are lots of ways you can do this. You can contact your local MP. You can find your local MP on parliament.uk. You can join online climate demonstrations or groups. Friends of the Earth is one of them. And you can sign petitions. I recently did one myself where I sent a email to my local council about where they invest their pension funds. Councils across the UK continue to invest around 10 billion of their pension funds in fossil fuel companies, despite 75% of them declaring that climate change is an emergency. So it's kind of about making them put action to their words. Like, they're saying, climate change is important, we need to deal with it, but what are we actually doing to stop it?
Yeah, because I think it's definitely collectively saying we need to educate people that action needs to be taken and people need to understand that.
Yeah. Actually, do you know what I watched this week? I watched, it's actually like 2 years old, but we move. Climate change, what was it called? Climate change something. It was David Attenborough, basically, but it was really interesting. Like, obviously, all the stats might not be relevant to right now, but I think it's a good watch. I would recommend anyone listening to give that a listen if you want like the basis of what's going on.
Yeah, because David Attenborough's documentaries and all, they're just so fun to watch because they're just beautiful videos of just animals and like nature.
Yeah. It makes you appreciate it.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Speaking of animals.
yeah.
Yeah, speaking of animals, fun fact, 6 animals are no longer going extinct. There is the northern brown kiwi, which I'd never seen before, but it's quite an interesting looking animal. No longer going extinct. The Arabian oryx. I hope I'm saying that correct.
Arabian oryx.
It's got like these massive like antlers. It's quite insane. It's quite a beautiful animal actually. The grey wolf, which so cute. They're so beautiful. The giant panda, which I love pandas.
Thank the Lord.
Yeah.
But they're not going extinct.
And the southern white rhinoceros. So yeah, those are no longer going extinct.
Really?
Yeah.
I remember reading something about them a while ago. That is good news. It's nice to hear good news about the environment.
Yeah.
Every once in a while. Because a lot of the time you just hear how animals are going extinct. There's deforestation.
We're all going to die.
Yeah, basically. I mean, we are anyway, but...
Well, I feel like, the more we spread awareness, the more we continue to have conversations like this, the more everyone kind of does their part, you know?
Yeah, because it's all about everyone coming together and taking action.
Yeah.
And if everyone understands the risk and everyone actually puts in their bit, then hopefully. Well, thank you guys for listening to our first episode of Eco Talks.
Make sure you follow us on Spotify or wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Bye.
Bye.